Det var The Verve med The Drugs Don't Work. Og rett bort I høgget her så står Max McElligott, best kjent som Wolfgang. Welcome. He's coming running in right now. Please take a microphone and take a seat. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. First time in Norway, I presume?
Yeah, this is the first time.
How's the first impression?
It's great. You know, it kind of seems a bit similar or familiar to me because I grew up in Scotland.
Exactly.
Which is kind of, you know, a little bit similar. Very beautiful, fresh air, crisp, clean air.
A lot of Scottish bands playing this this Slotsfield Festival. Biffy Clyro is playing as well, actually.
Biffy Clyro, yeah. Amazing. It's a good lineup, isn't it? It's a good lineup.
I like it. You're a Biffy Clyro fan?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I bet being a Scot. Pretty much makes you a Biffy Clyro fan.
Yeah, we have to stick together.
Exactly. You know, you've been touring heavily these last months. Do you find it, like, hard work, or is it mostly fun?
We really enjoy it. You know, I've got a really fun band. There's sort of five of us all together, and we've been together, you know, I've been playing with them as a band for maybe 2 years now, so we know each other really well, and they've all got a good sense of humour, so we just kind of go from one place to the other and have a good laugh, and yeah, the shows have been really good fun too, so yeah, I've been loving it.
But let's get this straight. You're Wolfgang.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a solo artist, but it's kind of confusing, I guess, because I call Wolfgang, it's like the name of my project.
So, exactly.
You know, I write the songs and stuff, but Wolfgang's the name I give the project, and I play with four other guys on stage when it's live, but yeah, I mean, I'm a solo artist.
So, yeah. But does that mean you have other projects as well, being that this is the Wolfgang project?
It means that I've got some sort of ideas of things that I'd like to do maybe in the future, but at the moment, yeah.
Exactly. You know, your music is really, it's symphonic, it's big, it's large, and I heard some rumors that when you were a kid, you were playing in a bagpipe band. Are these things connected?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, growing up in Scotland, it's hard to avoid playing either bagpipes or the drums for the bagpipe band. And I played the drums, the side drums. So I used to march up and down with my band in a kilt, you know, wearing a dress and playing this music. And it's very big. It's very evocative kind of music, big sound, like very kind of emotional, you know. And I guess that kind of had an effect on how I write. You know, the songs that I write, I guess, are quite big sounding too.
Yeah, they really are. Especially the ones we played here on P3, they're huge and they're large. How would you describe the process of making a Wolfgang song? How do you do it?
Well, I just start. I mean, I think the most important thing is that, you know, if you take away all the other instruments, what you have left is still a good song. And I think it's important to always begin just by writing with either, for me, a piano or a guitar, and just really work out the verses and the choruses and the middle eight and, you know, the structure of the song and the lyrics, and make sure that it's lyrically strong too.
Would you start with the lyrics, or do you start with the music?
I start with the music. So I start with the kind of piano, and I work out a chord progression, and I think, you know, that sounds like, you know, that sounds quite like, you know, maybe dark, or maybe this sounds quite romantic, and I work it out from there, and I hum the top line. I hum to myself, you know, and then I think about the words, and then after that, I start layering up all the different sounds. So then I start adding like the drum kit and the bass and like all the kind of guitars and synths, and sort of build it up from there. But I think at the heart of every song, you know, it's important that it stands up in its own right, just as a simple song that you could play on guitar.
Which songs and which artists do you listen to when you need inspiration? Where do you go?
Inspiration just comes from other things. I mean, I don't necessarily listen to music for inspiration. I just, my life as a whole, I mean, I go out and I meet my friends, or, you know, I fall in love, or something might happen, or I watch a film, or I read a book. But musically, I love artists from like the 70s and the 80s. You know, I love people that my parents used to play when they were, you know, when I was growing up in their house. They'd just play on their records, you know, David Bowie, or they'd play Fleetwood Mac, or Kate Bush, or people like that. And I love that kind of generation of music. You know, it was like pop music, but it was cool and it had personality as well.
Yeah, and it was kind of out there, like, compared to a lot of the other music. While Kate Bush or David Bowie are sounding now, it sounds, you know, pretty familiar, but at the time it was pretty spectacular.
And still, you know, it still is, I think. It still stands head and shoulders above the rest.
So how is Wolfgang live? How would you describe your live sets?
We have a lot of fun on stage. It's really kind of upbeat, quite a summery kind of set, I guess. You know, it's all quite big kind of summery songs and quite catchy, I think, and It's just good fun. We really enjoy it. We put all of our energy into it. So
I heard that you just played a warm-up gig for The Killers, though, in Hyde Park.
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, I only found out the day before.
Really?
And my manager rang me. He's like, Max, guess what? I was like, what? He's like, you're supporting The Killers tomorrow at Hyde Park? You know, no big deal. And it was like, we played to, I mean, I don't know, 20-odd thousand people. It was like the biggest crowd I've ever played to in my life. And it was really exciting and
nervous?
Really amazing. No, I loved it. You know, for me, it's like the bigger the crowd, the better. It gives me more energy, you know. The more people in a room that you can kind of vibe off, and, you know, and if they're enjoying themselves too, it makes you, you know, it's great. I love love those busy gigs.
Can't wait to see you live tonight or to yeah tonight. It's yeah. 16.
That's technically
five. That's tonight. Yeah. And you're playing two songs for us now. You're playing Lions in Cages, who's been playing on P3, and your new single.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
The new single is called King and All of His Men. Mm-hmm. I think it's coming out here.
It is. Soon, yeah. And we're playing it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for playing it. yeah, I think it's one of my favorite songs off the album, but it's a kind of a tale of a good versus evil. And
good versus evil. That's big.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't give too much away, but
I can't wait to hear it. Yeah. You have to do your sound check because we built the studio for you over there. So you got to go and do your sound check. So we'll play Cage the Elephant. Meantime, you check your instruments and your sounds and everything. Can't wait to hear you perform.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.